Our 10-minute speaker is Natasha S. from San Diego.
My name is Natasha. I'm an alcoholic. First off, I want to say thank you so much for having me speak. This is truly an honor, and there is a whole lot of people here. So I guess start at the beginning. I grew up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. My parents are alcoholics. They, when I was like 3, they found Jesus, and, you know, they're sober. They haven't drank since I was little, and that works for them. So, you know, anyway. So I was raised very, very religious, not around alcohol at all ever. Very strict upbringing. And on my 18th birthday, I decided to rebel and turn into like a crazy person. I had my first drink like not long after I turned 18, I think. And it was at a Christmas party at my boyfriend at the time's house. And there was, I don't have any idea what was in this punch, but it was fantastic. Me and his 14-year-old sister were just like going round for round, and we got like wasted. It was awesome. I loved it. It was great. I couldn't drive home that night. I left my car at their house. He had to drive me home. It was good. I woke up the next day and I wasn't hungover, and I was like, score, I'm one of those people. This is good. So I continued to do that. I did it all the time. I was still living at my parents' house, and I would, me and my sisters would like get bottles and just like hang out in the basement and like lock the door so they couldn't come in, and get hammered all the time, every weekend, and, you know, do that on Saturday night and get up Sunday morning and put some vodka in our Coke bottles and go to church. It was good. I'm that kind of an alcoholic. I party and party and party. And for a while it was just fun. I had a really good time with it. And then one day it all changed. I had something bad happened in a relationship, and I used alcohol to escape my feelings. And that was just a whole different, that was a whole different experience for me. It was, like the first thing I did when I found out what happened, I was like chugging Captain Morgan, just like downing it straight out of the bottle. The next day I did the same thing with like a whole nother bottle, and my sister came home from work and she found me like beyond wasted. She's like, don't you think you've had enough? And I was like, no, dude, I'm just getting started. Let's do this. So I think I drank the whole bottle. I passed out on my bed, woke up on the ground in my own vomit. It was cute. She had people like coming to check on me. It was bad. I was really bad. I may have had alcohol poisoning. I don't know. I never went to the hospital. I did that. I did that for a long time. Probably, years. I ended up moving out to California with a guy that I met in a hot tub at a party. It was good. We knew each other for like 3 months. I moved cross country for a guy I had known 3 months long distance. And it worked out well. We got along tragically. Like a month into it, I knew it was a terrible idea. But, you know, whatever. I was here. I was in California. And, you know, so as soon as stuff started going bad in that relationship, I discovered another substance that California is known for. And I found that that was a lot faster than alcohol. And it was even better if I combined the two. So I did that all the time. That's all I did for like 4 years straight. That's all I did. And, you know, I had jobs. I worked at restaurants. And I never lost anything. I never lost anything. I never gained anything, that's for sure. But I never lost anything. I always kept my job. I always had a place to live. I mean, granted, it was like a shithole most of the time. But I had a place to live. So I never really thought I had a problem, and I surrounded myself with people who were worse than I was, so I felt like I was fine. You know, I would, like, find, like, hardcore drug addicts to hang out with. And, like, you know, people that were doing things that I didn't do. So by comparison, I was good. And it worked out. It seemed like it worked out really well for a little while there. And then last summer, I found myself living at a place I didn't want to live with a roommate that I didn't want to be with. And I was miserable. I was like, I was going to work and coming home and getting wasted all by myself, miserable, crying all the time, talking to myself in the mirror. It was really lonely. Like, I was really, really miserable. And there was just one day that, you know, I think I was broken and, like, miserable enough to be able to listen. And September 28th, 2010, I was sitting on my porch and watching the sun go down. It was in the evening and just, like, chugging beers all by myself, crying my eyes out for God knows what reason. And I all of a sudden had this realization that if I continue to drink like this, I'm going to die. It's not, maybe not now, maybe not soon, but it will happen. I can't continue to do this to myself. And I knew something changed that night. I don't know what it is exactly. Something changed, and I knew that was going to be the last time I was going to drink. So I proceeded to get as wasted as I could. And I passed out, and I woke up the next morning, and I just knew. I knew it was done. I couldn't do it again. And around that time, my roommate that I was living with had, she had a friend that was sober. She had, like, 5 years at the time. And she had started coming back around, which was, you know, interesting because my old roommate, you know, partied like a rock star, and so did I, so we didn't have anything in common with her. But she had started hanging out again, and I knew, I don't know, I knew that that was somebody that I could talk to. I didn't really see AA in my future at all, but I knew that there was somebody that, like, that had done this, that could understand and relate to what I was feeling and what I was going through. So I asked her to go to lunch with me, and she brought me a big book, and we ended up going to a meeting that night, my first voluntary meeting. It was really good. And that night I asked her to be my sponsor. And I think I started working the steps almost immediately. They were, the steps really, really changed my life. I feel like once my amends were made, that, like, I was starting to become more balanced with the universe. You know, like, every single step that I made towards making more amends, that I was leveling out the playing field a little bit and, you know, being more right with the universe. And it feels really good to be sober. It's amazing. I feel everything, which is not always good, but, you know, we get to feel things, which is really, really cool. And, you know, we get to feel the good and we get to feel the bad, but we get to feel it all. We get to have the human experience, and that's something I could never, ever have done when I was drinking and using, ever. And I'm so grateful today. I have a God in my life that I talk to every single day. I have people in my life that can, they can teach me things, and they let me learn things on my, in my own time and when I am ready to know, to learn it. And I'm so grateful to AA that I get to have this life. So, thank you so much. Right on. Yeah.